Tonight we begin Klal Samach Tes. Din Schaira B'Davar Iser. Okay, this is a much more complex issue than the routine issues of like Bishul Akum and Afiyas Akum that we had. Now, this is an Iser to do business with things that are not kosher. Now, as a boy, I had a friend whose father owned a sausage factory. He's not a chayid. He had no clue that the sausage, you know who I'm talking about? Remember? And a good, he sat on my table, the Ptsirei, a 14th table. His father did very well. He had a sausage factory. I remember when his father retired.
His father married also in the family.
What?
Avi.
Married into the sausage family.
They did the plastics. Right? They didn't do the plastic.
I remember when he closed up, he invited all the boys to come down and ransack his factory. We took home pens and all kinds of stuff. But he really had no clue that there's an Isser. He's from a Yid. I think a lot of Yidden don't know.
Plastics.
What?
I think they did the plastics.
No. They did the sausages.
What? He was thinking Isser.
There's Isurei Hanor. That's one thing. There's a separate Aveira, which is to do business with Dvarim HaAsurim. Now, as a Machlokes Rishonim V'Sderaisa D'Rabbanan. Some Rishayim hold that it's only a Durabana. It's a Durabana because you may come to eat from it. Yogi, we're telling people you're not to be in the sausage business. Okay?
Sausage business.
A trade for sausages.
Great.
So it's an Isser of Schayer B'Dvarim HaAsurim.
You can do accounting for a sausage.
You can be an accountant for a sausage place. Yeah, you can do that. Just can't sell the stuff. Those are already the halachas. But it's not well known. It's a machlokes v'steraisa d'rabbanan. We'll see what the Chachmas Adam holds. But you can't. It's yef shalachriya. It's a machlokes through the generations. The Pischei Tshuva brings the machlokes in the Yehuda Chassam Sefer, how we paskin. If we paskin tzitzit d'raisa or nisa d'rabbanan, we'll talk about. What's the source? I don't recall. Let's see if he brings it. Tell me which one. Which is it? Okay. I don't remember. Okay. Let's see how he places it.
This would apply to franchises also, right?
A McDonald's franchise, yeah. All right, let's see, Aleph. Kol davish asam min ha-Torah. All things that you're not allowed to eat min ha-Torah, afal bishom mutar b'hanoah, even though it might be mutar in hanoah, such as nevelos, im hi davar ha-miyuchad la-achila. If it's somebody that we eat, also lases by schaira, you're not allowed to do business with it. Or even to place a lien, to make a loan, to place a lien on these types of things. Now, in parentheses, he says, das kol ha-poiskim da'osim min ha-Torah. He holds that tzisadei raisa, v'chein kosov, what? Sefer, what is it? Sefer Pichadash. Mishnah Perches Mechut Nachal Sasura. Bekakdisha Vilna. This parates a dover. In Vilna, there's a problem. Shiesha Nosim, Noisim Vinoisim, Ba'ifais Vachayas Tameyais. There are people who deal with trade for birds and animals. Vachaveirai, Robu Alai, Velimu Ayamizah. Is that the gifts you have? Chaveirai, Robu Alai. Velimu Ayamizah. And they ignore it. Kiladaitam, Bevada Lo Yishmulahem. They say, these people are not going to listen to us. She's shaking him. There's a rule on Averis that the person you know won't listen to you, better don't tell him. She's shaking him while you mazid him. Ube'emes, I bididi levad hadavar tali. It would be up to me. I would be meichad them. Val korchem yishmu. Achma esa. Now what can I do? He's going basarai. Al kaponim b'chomakim umakim roi l'chom mayre tzedek lashgiach hazeh. Every paisik should keep an eye on the people. V'limchais biyad hamardim v'apayshim shlo yavilu kiloseinu. And be sure these people don't come into our community. V'az memele is batal gam kan. And memele, this idea that it's permitted will be batal. So that's awesome.
In Buffalo, there's a guy who owns five McDonald's, and when he built a new McDonald's, it was all brand new.
He
reduced power to stuff, and it was completely
kosher McDonald's.
Everything was good, and
I can't have a kosher McDonald's.
not Buffalo, in Rochester. But Rochester Yeshiva said, we're not going because we're not going to help. He's not supposed to own it.
From people eating it
like that. I mean, when it was new, he invited them.
Brand new.
I mean, before, he wanted to do one kosher run.
Interesting.
So they didn't want to. They didn't want to endorse it.
Okay.
Very good.
And he's very upset.
Okay. If it's not mafurish bekra, deraisa mafurish bekra, we say no. They really know. But if it's not mafurish in the pasuk, then we say.
It's interesting that it uses such harsh language for the people, but not for the Mare Halacha.
Chaver Rabo Alai. The big difference between the Chaver Rabo Alai, the softies who don't want to make a tumult, and the people doing the Aver itself.
But they don't know they're doing the Aver.
Yeah, well, he's saying they wouldn't listen. Now, they're saying, this group says they won't listen. You can be sure Rabbi Avigdor Miller would have said something. You can be sure. Veliknais kidei lahachil lepayalav. This comes up in Camp Agoda before the season begins. They send, the question is, can you send somebody down to McDonald's to buy supper for the workers? The minig is to be makel. Question is whether you can buy it just for the workers. And I think in camp when they send someone down, they make sure he doesn't look Jewish. They give him, I don't know, a baseball cap. They give him something to make him not look Jewish when he goes to the McDonald's. But Lichnois Legadlon.
You take my cap off.
You take your cap off, okay.
I'm not Jewish.
I want to be Jewish. You always look Jewish, Yogi. Lichnois Legadlon Litzarach Pailim Lakuliyama Aser. To have them in your possession to raise some type of tray for animals is Aser. Acha Seichrim. Somebody who takes from the king gives out a license to deal, let's say, in meat. And in order to get the license, you have to deal with all types of meat, including trefa meat. Ayin taz, if cut in dalit. Shemalamit schus alayhem. I'll explain the heter in a minute. And he's malamit schus that it's mutter. Aval. Mutter liktais lamchar susim chamayrim ha'im de mablacha. Somebody was dealing parakeets, you can deal in parakeets or in pets. That's mutter because it's not eaten. Only things that are awesome are eaten are awesome. I'll get back to the heter of the king in a minute. V'chelev, afal giv sha'imid l'achila, mutalas yisbay mekach u'memkar. Chelev is the exception. Famous Taz. Chelev, you're allowed to. Why? Shar beferish ha'yatera, hitira tari yasal chomalacha. Torah says beferish, that if you have chaylev, you're allowed to use it for, you're allowed to do business with it. Those who sell trefa fish are doing improperly. Now this expression, nizdamna, is very important. If you go to Empire, you'll see they have a trefa chicken store on the premises. Because when you shecht, you end up with some chickens being non-kosher. They have a plain black plumber that they put on it. It's a black, totally dark plumber, which is a sign that it's a trefa bird. Years ago, when we made a trip to Empire, I grabbed a bunch of black plumbers, and I wanted to give it to Mrs. Shurin, to, without telling the husband, just stick it on his chicken before she serves it on Friday night, and I didn't end up doing it. But, yeah, it really is. So, okay. Why did they do it? Because that's called nizdamnolay. Nizdamnolay means you're not out for the treifa. You're out for the kosher. And nizdamnolay, it happens that you get some treif as well, so there's no issue to do business with it. Another example is a person puts out traps, wants to catch kosher fish, and treifa fish come up in the net as well. So that's called nizdamnolay. It came his way. So nizdamloi treifis or shutzayin v'tzad dogim tmeyin, or he's puts out nets and he catches non kosher fish. V'lo niskaven l'kach, it was not his intention. But the lemaichron bein al diatsmei bein al yedei shluchai, he can sell it personally or through others. Avol also the Yisrael achar liknais v'menu k'day limkol l'nachri ular v'yachbay. Should not be a middleman. Not be a middleman in dealing with these things. The gamzad nikras chayra. Let's say you have Empire's got trefa chickens, and He wants to sell it. He wants to get a salesman to sell it. So to sell it to a middleman, he'll sell it. That's us. But to make a salesman, he'll get a percentage. That's mutar. He's selling for the person to whom it was nizdamin. Vavam yarviachba, even if the middleman makes money, but vachali yikmi Yisrael lachalutin. The person selling shouldn't buy it from him and sell it to him. Does einoy shluchai. Vafilu bin nizdam nalai, even though we just said, hey, zahatra of nizdamin, osa legadlon. Let's say you catch some treif of fish, and now let's start breeding them, at shushmeinim, or animals you want to fatten them, alatzarch lamaychra miyad. Bechein, muta ligvais bechayva. If a guy owes you money, right. And the only way of collecting is collecting, non-kosher food, volimkar, miyad, that's mutter. Bafilu chazerim, vasa lashaisa, listake mehen, ava muta lashaisa, mikdesh lo yafsid min hakarin. You're allowed to hold on to them until you get, if you owed $100,000, you sell it right away. But if you're not going to get what you were owed, then it's different. Okay, here, the situation comes up by somebody who owns a supermarket. Yeah. He's got a supermarket in Manhattan. If he's going to have only kosher products, then he's not going to get the neighborhood customers. He wants the people in the neighborhood to come in. So there's a heter in a number of achrayinim. That's called nizdam nolai. His main business isn't kosher. Most things in a supermarket are kosher. But in order to be able to attract customers, he has to have traffic. There's someone here in the neighborhood that supplies food to nursing homes. He has a business. He supplies food to nursing homes. So he, in order to be able to supply food to nursing homes, he can't only sell them the kosher stuff, because someone else with the non-kosher stuff. So most of the stuff he sells, you know, he sells rice and corn and most of the things he sells are kosher. But in order to have the business, he's got to sell them trefa poultry as well. So it's interesting, he happens to buy from Empire kosher and non-kosher. He buys from Empire the black plumber chickens as well, and the kosher, and he gets them all. He once called me. He said, I ordered tray for chickens from Empire, and it came with the regular kosher plumber on the chickens. Can I take it home? I paid $1 a pound for it. So I told him, give me a minute. I made a phone call. And I said, yeah, when there's not enough trafe to go around, they sell their kosher. What are you going to do? They have to fill the orders so you can take it home. So fine. See, afterwards I met him here in shul, and he tells me I couldn't take it home. I just couldn't do it. I paid for treif and they gave it to me. You know, he said, I couldn't do it. I said, you should have sent me a case of it. You know, I would have paid you $1 a pound. Or whatever it was, I don't know if it was $1 a pound. But
in Empire
itself, he's like a middleman. He's nizdamin, and then the two separate heterim. Empire has the heter, is nizdamin to them. He has the heter that it was nizdamin because the other type of nizdamin, that in order to sell... he's got to be able to have a full variety of items. Right. So he's not the middleman for Empire.
Can't sell
to a middleman who's only dealing in treif. In other words, you go to a middleman who wants to deal in treif and chicken, that's aser. But if the middleman has his own heter, he has a different type in his damen, then that's mutter. And that's mutter for him.
But in the first nizdamin, you said the reason was below his coffin, the cock. He didn't want the treif.
He wasn't looking for the treif. Yeah, the second nizdamin is definitely an extension. He's not looking. His parnasa is not treif. His parnasa is the entire range of food products, but includes this. What?
Yes, it do. Some of the daisha stuff do. Is there something say I won't go into the business if I have to sell daisha?
That's up to you. The mice that is a heter, it says in Paiskem Achrayim. I think Rab Chaim Moiz has the heter. I remember seeing it in the Zakan Aharon. I once picked up the Zakan Aharon. I was traveling from Baron Walkin from Berlin, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember that's the first place I saw this heter initially. I think Rab Chaim Moiz has the heter in his tshuva as well.
So could you own like a ShopRite Woolbound supermarket?
That's exactly this heter, yeah. You can own a Woolbound, that's everything. He's got to sell everything. It's an interesting question. Yeah. I think it goes by, if he has parnasa from the kosher gives him a parnasa. And in order to keep his kosher parnasa going, he's gotta have something else, that's okay. You have to remember that most products are kosher, some have extra, some don't. But most things are, typically are kosher.
Don't invest in
is, The big machloikis in this topic regards doing business when you don't physically take possession of the item. So machloikis, I think the Rambam and the Rashba, if I recall correctly. Machloikis is this. What's the issur of doing business with non-kosher stuff? There are those who say that because you may eat it. You may come to eat it. And those who say, no, it's a deraisa, there's a kosher. Nafkamina. Let's say, and the Pesachei Tshuva talks about this, let's say you're going to do business, you're not, never going to touch the stuff. What you do is you have an importer, and you have a retailer, and you buy from the importer, you don't touch the stuff, it goes to the port, and the other guy picks it up, yeah? Yeah, my father always said, you know, I pachka with the dough and the chocolate. Mr. Pashkas only gets things in cardboard boxes. He never touches the stuff. He gets the stuff delivered in boxes. That's a business. You know, you get boxes, you sell boxes. All right. Each person makes his own thing. But there's such a deal, so it's impossible to pass, and it's a machlaikis through the diaries. I think it's a machlaikis the Rambam and the Rajba, machlaikis the Shach and the Taz, machlaikis the Yudin Chassam Sefer. So, you know, it's hard to say a Kli
Hachra. In the stock market, people do commodities. One of the major commodities was pork bellies.
Pork bellies.
Yeah. You're buying futures.
That's futures.
It really doesn't take, you're not taking delivery of the stuff.
There's a tshuva in the Maharshag, if I recall correctly. He says, in the stock market, you can do whatever you want. You don't own a thing. It's just, right. He looks at it as one big gambling, casino. Where they call it Pepsi and Coke. It's totally gambling because it doesn't even make sense.
Futures
are definitely gambling, Shad. But even the market, once upon a time, each company went up or down based on their performance.
Right.
The whole thing is a joke now. It doesn't go, the whole market goes up, the whole market goes down, you know, it's rare. Sometimes individual products have spikes. But generally, you know, Pepsi and Coke go up the same, even though everyone likes which one better.
So somebody's really allowed to own McDonald's stocks as long as there's nothing to do with any of the stores.
According to this, he could. McDonald's today may not be, I'm not sure, they're a very diversified company, the stock company.
That's right.
And they may not even be most, they have other things too. But, alright, I don't know, I don't see myself buying McDonald's stocks, but, you know,
that's the setter.
There's another big tumult about strimal makers. What's strimal fur made out of?
Beaver.
Raccoons here, or beaver here. Okay. So the shaila is, when they trap beavers for the skin, they're trapping the skin, can they sell the meat? Meat is not kosher.
Right.
Can they sell the meat? Is that called nizdamein or not? So again, this became a big tumult in the, I would think it's nizdamein. Lo nizkavim. He's miskavim for the, he wants to catch a beaver skin, but you can't catch the skin without the meat.
You've read much more than the meat.
Yeah, of course. It's worth a small amount. But nobody likes to throw away anything. So again, this is a difficult tumult in the Paiskim. This whole topic of Isurei Schaira, it's very difficult because by the time someone realizes to ask a shayla, he's usually deep into the business. And you already have to come up with a term like that or a term like this. It's, you know, but Mokam Hefsid, you say Machane Das Yachid, so.
Did Ramosha have anything to say about this?
Ramosha? I don't remember a single tshuva from Ramosha on this topic.
Well, they're nursing homes. Nursing homes that are not kosher. Isn't that a shayla?
Yeah, it definitely is. They do. You see, a nursing home does a Shtar Shabbos anyway.
Right.
So usually they attach a shtar, Macholas Asuras to the shtar, Shabbos. Although, nursing home, you know, it's debatable how much, just without feeding them, you would make money. They make a certain amount of money for housing them and for,
My brother-in-law had a nursing home, and had a heter from a gift there in Cleveland.
Yeah. A heter.
He could not make most of a chalom. But regular
trefis he could do. Just this called this diamond because he wants to have a nursing home.
Okay. Rabbi Lezeklik, who was in company from Philadelphia, Brisman's brother-in-law.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Lazarovic, Lazarovic, Lazarovitz. Anyway, yeah.
So he was is a mashgiach in some of the nursing homes. He said the most unbelievable thing is, most of the people in one of these nursing homes are all conservative, but traditional Jews. So they had kosher.
Lazarovsky.
Is it Pesach? So they had Pesach. They of course had kosher. He said, "Four guys took over the business." And they said, no, there's
no more kosher stuff.
So he said,
that's a problem. If you have a nursing home, you have Jewish patients, you can't serve them trade.
So he says, well, how can he say, no, he has a heaven because there are a lot of